Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Debt deal moves to the Senate.
We have no margin for error.
Trump admission on tape.
He held onto a classified Pentagon document after he left the White House.
2022 storm victims struggle as new hurricane season dawns.
It's really hard. No. It's been an emotional ride.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Attention shifting now to the U.S. Senate. Now that the House of Representatives has passed a debt ceiling bill to avoid a default, CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill this morning.
The bill is passed.
After days of nonstop negotiations and intense debate,
start solving the problem.
Default on our debt would be catastrophic.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy took a victory lap after the vote.
We all made history. This is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act lifts the debt ceiling through early 2025, but it slashes federal spending in return.
I hope we can move the bill quickly here in the Senate.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer placed the bill on the Senate calendar late last night to fast-track a vote by week's end. But nearly a dozen senators have come out against it.
New information could mean new legal trouble for former President Trump. Turns out he was recorded talking about a classified document he kept after leaving the White House. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Two sources familiar with the matter tell CBS News the audio tape is from a meeting 2 years ago at former President Trump's New Jersey golf club, more than a year before federal investigators searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida and seized records marked classified. Two sources say the recording captures Trump acknowledging there are national security restrictions on the Pentagon memo, the detailed potential plans to attack Iran. One source said that Trump stated he should have declassified the record before leaving the White House.
He possessed the classified document, and he had the intent to possess that.
Scott Fredrickson is a former federal prosecutor.
This is a huge piece of evidence. It'll be highly influential in the decision of whether or not to indict the former president.
There's word a woman who was rescued from that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, had a leg amputated. It's believed two people are still in the rubble. Three others remain unaccounted for. In Lebanon, Pennsylvania, there's an investigation after a shooting outside a home left three people dead, including an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old. A person of interest in the case is in police custody. Now to Columbia, South Carolina, and the story of a gas station convenience store owner facing charges after shooting and killing a teenage boy. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Columbia, South Carolina is in mourning after 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton was fatally shot Sunday evening.
It's scary, senseless.
According to the sheriff, Carmack Belton entered the store around 8 p.m. and took water bottles from a cooler before putting them back. Police say the store's owner, Rick Chow, has said he thought the teenager was stealing. After they argued, Carmack Belton exited the store and was chased down the street by Chow and his son. Then Chow observed what looked to be a firearm, pulled out his Glock, and fired one shot, hitting the 14-year-old in the back, piercing his heart.
He was running away. He was shot in the back. He never pointed a gun at anybody.
Hours after peaceful protesters gathered Monday, rioters broke into the convenience store, toppling shelves, angry over the loss of a young black life.
In Ukraine, the latest Russian missile bombardment of Kyiv has killed at least three people, including a 9-year-old child.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move
or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Actor Danny Masterson, who starred in That 70s Show, has been found guilty on 2 of 3 counts of rape in Los Angeles. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says he faces 30 years to life in prison.
Danny Masterson's conviction is a really big win for the DAs here. They decided to retry the case after a previous jury hung on all 3 counts.
And there's word actor Armie Hammer will not face charges after an investigation in L.A. into allegations of sexual assault. As we hear from CBS's Jim Krasula this morning, today is the opening day of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Weather experts are predicting a near-normal season with 12 to 17 named storms, with as many as 4 major hurricanes. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad.
It's time to prepare. Remember, it only takes one storm.
Thousands in southwest Florida are still trying to recover from Hurricane Ian last September. Cindy Lewis and Robert Burton lost their mobile home and are living in a hotel.
It's really hard.
We've been in limbo. It's
been an emotional ride.
Michael Solera is living with his 15-year-old dog, Ginger, in a car.
Before the storm, I had a job. I had a house. Everything was comfortable. After the storm, I have no more house.
The National Hurricane Center is already eyeing a possible storm system in the Gulf of Mexico.
Higher mortgage rates have led to 2 very different housing markets. Lower prices in the West, higher in the East. CBS's Carter Evans.
Cole and Chrissy Robinson are finally unpacking after a daunting search for a house in Silicon Valley.
There were 15 other offers on this house.
Home prices here have seen some of the steepest declines in the nation, and it's drawing in buyers despite higher mortgage rates, according to real estate agent Kelly Dipple.
There's more buyers than available homes. People that have locked in these low interest rates, are they really going to want to sell their house and buy something else for close to 7%?
California home prices jumped during the pandemic, but now with tech layoffs and remote work, they've declined, as some here choose to move east to more affordable states, driving up home prices there. My colleague Mark Strassman is in Florida.
Avil Ramirez, a luckless home shopper in Orlando, his hometown.
I'm looking basically an hour out into cities and towns that I don't even know about.
In Orlando's Orange and Seminole counties, the median home price almost $432,000, a 24% spike in 2 years.
How quickly can you sell a house?
We're seeing them gone within 3 to 5 days.
On 2 different coasts, homes for sale sit on a lot of frustration. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Orlando.
Amazon has paid up over Alexa recordings.
I'm designed to protect your privacy. I record audio only after your device detects the wake word.
The company's agreed to a $25 million civil penalty to settle government allegations it kept voice and location data on children. It's also going to pay $5.8 million in customer refunds over privacy violations involving the Ring doorbell camera.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The FDA has approved a second vaccine against RSV, a leading cause of lung infections. This one is from Pfizer. New federal birth rate numbers are out this morning.
The teen birth rate in the United States decreased 3% from the year before.
This is as low as it's ever been.
Brady Hamilton with the National Center for Health Statistics says the birth rate for women 20 to 24 also reached a record low. The data did show a continued increase in births among women 40 to 44, and more women were opting for C-sections in 2022. Preterm births declined. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Royal wedding day today in Jordan for the heir to the throne, 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein marrying a 29-year-old Saudi woman who has ties to her own country's monarchy. Guests at the ceremony included British royals, Prince William and wife Kate. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, the 1st of June. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.